I guess. I want to quickly bat something else out. So there was somebody in the chat of MGTOW.TV while I was setting up the countdown stuff, and I was like putting in everything. They caught my eye, and they wanted to make me aware that a new study has come out that women have higher IQs than men, and that I need to admit I was wrong and stop being a sexist pig. And so let me tell you the story of the lie that wouldn't shut the fuck up. So back in 2016 is kind of like when I started doing more like news response videos and debunkings. Before, I was more about the philosophy, like laying down the MGTOW foundation. But starting around 2016 is when I started responding to stuff. And I saw this article saying that women were smarter than men. And I looked into it. I looked at the study and I debunked it back in 2016. And if the TLDR is really simple. Every study which says that women are smarter than men does one of two things. It either looks at children between 11 and 13, exclusively children between 11 and 13. And the reason why that's bullshit is because girls start puberty at 11 and boys start puberty at 13. So if you look at children between 11 and 13, you're looking at teenage girls and prepubescent boys. And the problem with that is that puberty causes people to become adults. So girls have a 2-year, essentially, like, advantage over boys only during that window where they are basically, because of puberty, they're growing faster and they actually are smarter. Like, you could see this in the IQ actual studies. Before age 11, boys and girls have about the same IQ. They're basically interchangeable. I think boys have a slight statistically insignificant advantage of like 1 or 2 points. It's statistically insignificant. Between 11 and 13, girls pass boys. Like they leapfrog past boys during that very small window. And then they have like a 1 or 2 point, IQ advantage over boys. Then after age 13, shockingly, once boys actually hit puberty and start developing, all of a sudden they leapfrog past the girls. And they leapfrog the shit out of them. Like, it's not just a 1 or 2 point difference. It's like a 4 or 5 point difference. And they just take off, never to be seen again. But because there's the narrative that they want to promote equality and egalitarianism and bullshit. So they focus on 11 and 13 because it's this once-in-a-lifetime window where girls have a developmental advantage over boys simply due to the fact that girls start puberty 2 years earlier than boys. That's the first way that these studies, in air quotes, lie. The other way they lie is they redefine IQ. They either talk about emotional IQ, they make up some other bullshit, which isn't IQ, and they call it IQ, so that girls can have a kind of IQ, so they can pretend that they're not fucking retarded. And they do this with everything. So girls have emotional IQ. And fucking the aboriginals, who are goddamn cavemen, who are literally fucking retards, they made up an IQ for them. Because aboriginals can wander off into the outback and not get lost. So they call this like spatial IQ. Oh, but aboriginals, they have a really high spatial IQ. They can't fucking read or write or hold down any form of employment. But they have spatial IQ, therefore we're all equal. Sure, if you redefine everything anyone is good at, it's like inner beauty. There's no such thing as inner beauty. You can have a pleasant personality, you could be a kind person, but beauty is by definition how you look. But we redefine things which aren't beauty as beauty to make ugly people feel better. And we redefine things which aren't IQ as IQ to make fucking stupid people feel better. And I guarantee goddamn to you, without seeing this study that this person is referencing, because I've seen the same article published every fucking year. I just stopped debunking it after 2 years. Because it's the same goddamn article. The same study is published year after year, proving, in air quotes, that girls are smarter than boys by doing one of those two things. Either focusing only on children or redefining what intelligence is. And no matter, it doesn't change anything. Doesn't change shit. And I just got tired of debunking it. So I don't even know. Like, I don't have a link of the study that they're saying just came out. I don't give a shit. I fucking bet you anything that if you look up this study that was published recently, it's doing one of those two things. I fucking promise you. Because it's been doing this every fucking year. And if someone tells me, oh, TFM, did you know a new study came out and girls are smarter than boys? Bullshit. Bull fucking shit. There's no fucking way in hell that's true. You know how I know that? Because boys have fucking bigger skulls. They have more cranial capacity. They have more gray matter. This is undisputed scientific fact. Anyone telling you that girls are smarter than boys, there's no fucking way that's true. None. Ever. Period. Unless we... No, there's no fucking way. The only way that could possibly be true is if you're comparing women from, like, Asians or Jews to, like, Aboriginal men. Like, you have to cross racial lines in order to make that true. Again, it's all bullshit. It doesn't change anything. If you have to use statistical bullshit, or you have to fudge the rules or redefine terms in order to win an argument, you didn't. I'm sorry that girls being dumber than boys hurts your fifis. I suggest you fucking cry a river, build a bridge, and get over it. Life isn't fair. Now go in the kitchen and make me a sandwich. And the reason why you make women make sandwiches is it's too fucking stupid to do anything more complicated than that. You tell them to cook you something, they'll fucking light the house on fire. So just stick to sandwiches and bowls of cereal before you hurt yourself. Salty.
Woman made me a sandwich yesterday, surprisingly.
Well, yeah, I mean, you go to like a restaurant, you know, they'll cook for you, you know, they're getting paid to. They'll cook for you with a smile on their face. So, it's whatever. Anyway, now that we've fucking batted that away, I don't even need to read the study. I already know what's in it because I've seen the same study published every year. It's the same as the wage gap. It's been debunked a million times. It doesn't matter. They'll still say it. Oh, you know, women are paid less than men for the same jobs. Not true. But they'll just keep saying it. And